It is weekend. Mike Keeney and Joel Richards joining me to pick the bones out of it. Saturday was the title, Sunday was the fourth places. Performance of the weekend, we've gone for Nottingham Forest, so Rich Ferraro is on his way. But there's the oscillations on who is his, who is or isn't the fourth best team in the country, Joel, and that's sort of part of the point of fourth. If you come fourth, you can drop 44 points. So, of course, over the course of the season, they faffed about. And so a fair bit of it actually becomes about holding your nerve. And I think to Tottenham's credit, they really hold the nerve very well this weekend. I nearly gave them performance the weekend, but I've gone for Forest instead. They really hold the nerve. 1-0 down at home to Aston Villa. Things aren't going right for them. And they just ensure they find their little way through. They back themselves. They back the way of playing. They commit in that way. And, you know, ultimately, it's a weekend where they come off and you're thinking to yourselves, yeah, you know what, these are there or thereabouts with Chelsea.
I think it's a massive win for Tottenham for that regard, because if they lose again, they lost the weekend before to Palace and they've had a couple of bad defeats this season where they were 2-0 up at half-time against Brighton and lose that one. So yesterday was massive, and I think it's even massive in the sense of, you know, what it does to Villa, because is this a defeat that sends Villa into a bit of a spiral, or that... Does it shake it up in terms of the conversation for who finishes in the top four? And I think with Tottenham, I only saw the highlights yesterday, but from what I saw, like, that second half was really impressive. And I think it could have really got tumultuous with their fan base, because, you know, every time it goes a little bit wrong there at Tottenham, especially in that stadium, they're quick to get on the backs of them. The players, even when they were 1-0 down at half time to West Ham. They weren't 1-0 down at half time to West Ham, but when they went 1-0 down and it was 1-1, even then there was a bit of a, you know, this could all turn ugly pretty quickly. So they're a funny side, Tottenham. I don't know what to make of them, to be honest. At the minute, I don't have them finishing fourth, but I think if they can maintain a little bit of consistency, then they'll definitely be in the conversation.
What they seem incapable of doing, I was having this with Tahani on Friday's show, so that's why I'm looping it back around, Mike. What they seem incapable of doing is just going on a little bit of a run. That's the odd thing about this Tottenham side. They just can't quite put it together. But I'll say again, that's a little bit of what it is to be a side around fourth place. So to sort of contextualise that, at the minute, Forest sit third, Tottenham sit seventh, and all the sides, Nottingham, Forest, Chelsea, Arsenal, Villa, Tottenham, that are third to seventh, they've all won 5 out of 10.